I'd like to say that we are very happy that you are in church. Now, as you see in the bulletin, it says, you are in church. And what is church if you are not here? And so the scripture that my sister read from Hebrews 10, 25 in the New Living Translation, it says, and let us not neglect our meeting together, as some people do. It says, but encourage one another, especially why? Because Jesus Christ is coming soon. Now, CH and CH, what does that stand for? Nope. Nope. Nothing. Until we put it in, what is missing? Until we put something there that's missing, is just a shh, shh. That's all it is. It's just a noise we cannot even pronounce. So what is needed there? Not me. You are. You are missing. You are needed. You are important. There is no church unless you show up. Because church are not walls, are not buildings. I was looking internet to see, it says, what is the biggest building, church building in the world? And I saw a list. And I was amazed to find out that even one of the biggest, largest in the world is actually in Brazil. It was built for a saint that never existed. If somebody made up a lie, a story, and now the whole country is worshiping a lie. And I'm not here to throw rocks on Roman Catholics. Please don't take me wrong. I'm just talking about the facts without judging individuals, because they will be judged by God, not me. I'm talking about the system. They call Nossa Senhora Aparecida. Nossa Senhora means Our Lady that appeared. A group of slaves brought some statues from Africa to Brazil. And those are something that was voodoo things, that, like witchcraft. And they practiced those things because they got that from back home. But they had to hide from their bosses, from their lords, you know, or their masters, because that was forbidden. So they worshiped in hiding there as long as they could. But one day they were afraid, so they tossed that little doll into the river and thought nobody ever going to find out. And then came some fishers, people fishing, and they got their net and thought that they caught a fish. And there the net was that statue of a lady, African lady, dressed with some kind of ornaments and everything else. Very well done. And the people there got that image, thought it was a miracle. How this can be from the bottom of the, this is a miracle. They took that image home, and they did not know what was it. So he says, it is a lady, it's a woman, yeah, Our Lady. And they started praying to that image. And they told their neighbors, I pray for this image, and guess what? Everything started changing around my house. So the neighbors thing came in and started praying too. To make this story short, the whole country of Brazil, the whole Roman Catholic Church in Brazil, worships that lady. And they have no clue where that came from. I think they do. But they just, even the Bishop of Rome went to Brazil and made official that lady is Our Lady. And they have this sanctuary built. It is one of the largest in the world. Their radio station is one of the most powerful radio stations in the whole country. We can hear anywhere in the country. People say that is the church. That is not a church. You find out that a CH and a CH does not make a church. And the UR in between the CH is what makes a church, but what kind of a church? It all depends who you are. That's what makes a church. Today's message then, as you can see in the bulletin, you are in church. What do we make it of? You are. Now you notice that I put a cross between you and the act of being. Meaning, you become nothing unless the cross is what make you what you are. So that is the intention why we put that cross, to add the you plus the R is what makes you the difference. You can say, you can tell it took me a little time to put all this thing together, but believe me, you are here for a treat. I hope that you remember every single word that we say here this morning. So what again, what is missing? You are. Don't forget, I need to be in church because I cannot afford church to be just nothing else. I need to be there, so be church. Right? Amen? Why you are, why you are so vital? Why? And by the way, before you start inflating, think that you are so important, you realize, waiting to the end of the message, then you realize that we are important because that cross, they stand between us there. Okay? Now, you are so vital because if you look at the word church, church has one vowel. Those of you that are English is your first language, allow me to play with your language a little bit. What is, how do you pronounce V-O-W? How do you pronounce V-O-W-E-L? Yes, there is a little emphasis there. Let's pretend that a vowel is a, with the E-L at the end, is that a vowel and E-L at the end is represents God, okay? Let's say that this vow here, you, is you make a promise to your God. Think about that, please, just for a moment. There is one church, it has one syllable. It has one sound. Technically, we can say, if we stretch a little bit, we can say, church has only one voice, because it has only one sound, has only one vowel, has one syllable, all because of you. You is what makes the whole thing. It makes the vowel, it makes being the sound, the voice, it's all because of you. Now let's continue. The you in church is the same when you look the word unity. It is the same when you come to communion. There is no communion unless you are there. Also, there is no community if you don't show up. There is no communication if you are is not here, part of the whole situation. And there is no opportunity for us really to be one if you is not present. You got it? Yes. Now, what about unity? What is unity is all about? You and I. That's what unity is all about. You and I. That's how vital is for us to understand the importance of the you in church. There is more in communion. Communion. There is no communion unless it's you and I. There is no community service unless you and I are involved. And there is no communication unless you and I is part of it. And there will be no opportunity for us to do anything unless it's you and I. Are you getting the message?
Yes.
Why, you may ask, Pastor, you talk about this subject right now, precise now. Because we're going to start choosing officers for the church, the helpers. And I want you to be very much understanding what is being said. I hope when you get a call, you're going to say, don't spell church with the you. You is the I'm not you. Remember, you're going to get a call because the church needs you, or there is no church. You are the one that is needed. You are the one who is vital. You and I are necessary to conduct a church. For as we have many members, but how many bodies?
One
body. And that is somebody. That's not nobody, okay? Why? Because this body, the head is Christ. So it's one body. By the way, the word one is the same word that you find in the beginning of unity. Uni means one. Okay? For as we have many members, you and I, one, uni, you and I, one body. But all the members do not have the same function. I don't know how many of you, when you get up, and you get up from the bed, it says, you know what, my left foot is very tired. So I'm going to get up with the other one, but I'm going to leave the other one in bed. It doesn't work, right?
Yeah.
When one get up, the other one get up too. Why? Because we are in this together. Sometimes we ask somebody to do something in the church. It says, can you ask somebody else? It's just like my right hand is a right for me to get something. And the right hand says, nah, ask the left. The left is always there. Ask the left to pick up. The mind will say, but the right has more skills to catch. If you put the left, you may not be able to catch. So why don't you catch and then handle to the left? The left will keep. You catch, you have the ability to catch. The left has the ability to keep. And together, we please the body, which is in need of both to work. So everyone has. So we. Now, by the way, what is W? I already gave up the answer. What is W in English? You and you. Is a W. That's how we get to be we. You and you becomes we. Is a symbol of unity of the two of you. You and you becomes we. We, being many, are uni, you and I. One body in Christ. One, and individually, members of a uni, one another. You and I are part of each other. Romans 12, 4 and 5. King James Version, New King James Version. The believers met together in the temple. Where did they meet? In church? No, in the temple. Is their meeting that made a church? Not somebody who built the temple. The temple is just a temple. This is a temple. You are the church. Every day, how many days they went to church? Oh, no, only on Sabbath, right? Only on Wednesday. It says every day. They ate together in their homes. By the way, some version says that they had the Lord's Supper. That is a twisted. The original says that they just ate together. They share their food. So they fellowship. It says, happy to share their food with joyful hearts. You know, can you imagine somebody come to visit you? And when you serve the food, the person looked like is not very pleased. Maybe you serve too much broccoli or something else that they don't like very much. Whatever the reason, when people sit at the table, they should be happy, right? And it says they were happy. They were happy to share everything. They would say, oh, I invite only 10, but we have a 20 now. How do I do? And no, they were happy, always happy, because they had the opportunity to be one. They praised God for that oneness. And they were liked to all the people. Everybody liked them. By the way, people that eat well, people that worship well, are people that are actually very attractive. I'm not amazed that everybody liked them, because they ate well, they enjoy each other well, they very friendly. Every day, again, the expression, every day the Lord added those who were being saved to the group of believers. This is Acts chapter 2, verse 46 and 47. This is written by the Dr. Luke about the beginning of the Christian church. Now, this is Jesus talking, okay? Now, Jesus talking. He says, you and I, that's why I put the I there, you know, to show that it's Jesus is speaking. You and I becomes what? One, a unit. But if you add E to the end, it becomes together. But what about if I add D? It becomes like this. United every day. Isn't that what it says, the Bible verse? That they were together every day. And Jesus Christ wants to be part of our lives every single day. Not only on the Sabbath, not only on Wednesday, every day. And I'll tell you, brothers and sisters, you are, in my mind, every day. Every single day. My wife is a witness here. Every time we pray, we mention you in our prayers. That's what church is all about. CH. When I saw CH for the first time, I said, what about if CH and CH represents, I think someone said here, CH stands for Christ. And then one CH for Christ, another CH for Christ. And a Bible verse that comes to my mind says, Jesus is the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. But what is needed in between? Of course, you are. Now, let's see if CH stands for Christ's house, or consecrated house, or Christ's harvest, or maybe consecrated hearts, or maybe continually hopeful, or maybe consecrated helpers. That is to be the first CH will be all about, and community hospital. Yes, we are a community hospital where the people that are looking for healing, they come, and that's what a church is all about. That's the you are. Without you there, makes it complete. That's what a church is all about. But then, let me give you a different list. The time of Jesus Christ. Jesus talked to some of the people that went to church. Went to the temple. Because they were a different kind of a church. They were certified hypocrites. They dressed like they have faith, but they act like they didn't have any. Remember, Jesus Christ met with many times with them Mark 7:7 says clearly, in vain you worship me. Matthew chapter 7, it says, oh, but Lord, we did this, we performed miracles, we are really a church. And Jesus Christ says, no, you're not a church. I have no idea who you are. And so, commonly hostile. Have you seen people that are going to the corner of the streets and they put up signs? We hate this. God despise you. I hate that. They use religion as a hate, as a tool to hate others. They discriminate. They throw rocks on others, all in the name of the church. So for some people, a church is a comfortable hotel. They just come, they pay their dues, and they want to sleep. For some people, church is just a comfortable place to sleep. For some people, it's a place to meet the friends, a clubhouse. They just want to, don't go there because I want to see so-and-so. And Jesus Christ talks about the church. You see that in Revelation, in many parts of the Bible, as a condemned home where the beast presides. Thank God this is not Vista, right? Right. Yes. Amen to that. So this is not what we are. This is what somebody else is. Christ, house, united, reflecting Christ's holiness. That's what a church is. Can you say with me? Christ's house, united, reflecting Christ's holiness. That's what a church is all about, brothers and sisters. United, that's what we become. There's one more. Consecrated house, united, reflecting Christ's holiness. Yes, consecration means holiness. A holy house united, reflecting a holy Lord, Christ Jesus. One more. Community, hospital, united, revealing Christ's healing, or Christ the healer. That's what a church is all about. You saw this last time that I spoke here. The T for tomorrow, the Y for yesterday. And then in between, we have the option, how can we make today the best day ever? If we are united, we obtain divine attitude. Then obey divine authority. And then we offer divine answers so we seek the right solution. So today can be a blessed day, every day. Let us not hold, it says, let us hold on firmly to the hope we profess. What is we again? You and you, right? Or in short, like my brother Jed just said here, us. Profess, because we can trust God to keep His promise. Let us, yes, you and you, we be concerned for one another. Again, you and I. To help one another, you and I. To show love and to do good. When we do good, what happens? Good multiplies. And what happens when good multiplies? We have something good to enjoy ourselves. Hebrews 10, 23 and 25 says, and let us not neglect our meeting together, as some people do, and encourage one another, especially now that the day of His return is drawing near. Hebrews 25. This is a New Living Translation. Now, brothers and sisters, we are God's workers. Amen?
Amen.
So let me hear the workers. We are God's workers.
Amen.
We have some workers, huh? Working together as one. You are like God's farm, God's house. You are, yes, God's house. 1 Corinthians 3, verse 9, New Century Version. Don't you realize that all of you together as one are the temple of God? That the Spirit of God lives in you? Don't you realize? And that's what you are, the Church of God. Brothers and sisters, we hope that when you receive a call to serve here or whatever God asks you to, be willing, because to be part of the church is a privilege. Next time that somebody calls you, tell them you are in church. You are with the church. And church exists because you know the importance of you, unity, you and I working for Christ. God's blessings to you. And I hope that those of you that have served every year, you realize that there is a saving account in heaven, open in your name. Co-signer, the Lord Jesus Christ himself. All right? So he has your address. He has you in his mind. And when he comes, he's going to call your name, because he wants to give you a certificate of deposit. You have deposit, so he's going to give you the credit that you deserve. May God bless you. Do for his glory. Do for his glory whatever you choose to do. Now, this is the song that we have. Now, we're going to play here in front. Let's hope that we can sing it well, okay? We'll do our best.